Well, you know, this is I hear that concern of how do we reconcile so many different, you know, priorities, expectations. I mean, I think even the core question of what are schools for is something that people have
Yes,
different answers to.
absolutely.
You know, is it about building our democracy? Is it about preparing to support yourself economically? You know, is it about self-realization?
Yes.
Now, I mean, I truly think that all of those things that you, first of all, I truly don't think we're as far apart on these things within Cambridge
Oh, we
as the
are.
question suggests.
We actually are.
Well, I mean, in that, I don't think there are large numbers of people who don't feel that their children should be prepared to succeed in college, or feel
Well, that's a
that we should have
baseline,
a,
but it's.
or that we should have a, you know, or who feel that we should have, I don't know, a lawless, you know, environment in our classrooms or something, or who would argue against academic rigor or against joyful education. I think sometimes people argue against those things if they think it's a zero-sum situation, and I don't think it's a zero-sum
Well, they
situation.
also mean different things by those things. Academic rigor can mean very different things to different families, and joyful can mean very different things to different families.
We have an incredible asset in Cambridge, which is, first of all, we have a scale that's big enough that there's a lot of things that we can do. And that we have funding to support that not every community can. Yet
Yes.
it is small enough that it can that we can be a little bit nimble in a way that's more difficult for a larger city. One of the assets we have in Cambridge is having so many elementary schools. And historically in Cambridge, those schools have taken distinct approaches to
Yes.
education. You know, and actually historically that was in K through 8.
Yes.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, I think all children should come in equally prepared to succeed in ninth grade. That said, first of all, we already have differences that, you know, some kids are in like a bilingual Spanish-English program, right? We're not expecting, you know, you should be able to tell that a ninth grader was in that program by their Spanish ability, Spanish language ability that another kid might not have if they didn't pick it up in another context. But what I think we've moved away from more than we should is being able to have those schools differentiated a little bit in approach because it helps to address this. We can and should have standards as a district for what based on, you know, research and experience, what kids need to learn, what kind of skills and what kinds of approaches they need to practice with to be ready by the time they get to ninth grade. And incidentally, in high school, of course, there's a lot of variety in ways kids can, you know, things kids can pursue. So that helps. I think we've watered that, not watered down isn't quite the right word, but I think we've homogenized the approach a bit across the schools, and I think we can do more. So Graham and Parks, where my kids went, project-based school. They're actually in the middle, at the beginning, really, of an initiative to kind of enrich that aspect. It had a history of having a particular kind of community, parent, educator, partnership involvement, which is there to a degree, but not as much as it was. You know, we have at the Peabody School, you know, a particular focus on music education. Now, look, and there's more. And when we were looking at, okay, what schools, you know, we want to list for kindergarten, you know, I wanted my daughter to be in a school that was bilingual Spanish, bilingual Chinese. A lot of music education was, you know, project-based and
Yes.
experiential, was within walking distance from my house, was in this facility that's across town. I wanted all, right? But we had to make some choices. And of course, you know, through the controlled choice system with our goals there, you don't always end up exactly where you want to be. But that said, a lot of communities, you know, you got the one elementary school that's either, you know, for your neighborhood or exists in your town, and that's it. So we can help address some of these concerns by making sure that there is enough variety that parents can pursue their children being in one of the elementary schools that takes an approach that's more aligned with what they feel is going to be effective with their child, or more aligned with kind of their values as they approach the schools. And I think we need to have an ongoing context where the schools, the families, the community, where we're really talking with each other and working through these kinds of questions rather than treating them as, well, you know, it's either going to be this or this. So this family's priorities are going to win, or this family's priorities are going to win. Because that's not where that doesn't help anybody, I think.
So I'll ask a very quick follow-up. The pushback on increasing diversity in schools is around exactly having kids come in with equal preparation at ninth grade, as well as what families want corresponds to demographics. And there's a concern about either segregation or having kids go to schools that are misaligned to their cultures.
Well, I'm not advocating for eliminating controlled choice, although I think we need to continue to try to tinker, because there's always...
We haven't tinkered with it in quite a while. It has its warts now.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a complex, and everybody's really working hard, and the Family Resource Center works hard to support it, but, you know, all that said, mm-hmm. you know, if we maintain that, we're going to ensure that we'd still have, diversity within each school. Again, we're talking about making sure kids are prepared to succeed at that level, that they have, you know, the right background in math, et cetera, but it can be done in a project-based context. It can be done in a context mm-hmm. that follows a different educational theory.
Yes.
And, you know, if you end up in a school that's not really where you want to be, you might find out, like a lot of families I know, that actually you really love it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, you know, there are some opportunities, not guarantees, but some opportunities to move to different schools. Plus, we have this middle school structure, which, you know, is another opportunity to kind of
Kids can't switch at the middle school boundary.
No, but they can. But they're going to be in yet another school. Mm-hmm. So it's not a K through 8 situation. You mm-hmm. know, they're there K through 5, and then there's another opportunity to, you know, recalibrate. And those schools are distinct schools in and of themselves.
Yeah.